This reflection is based on the Alleluia verse for Wednesday, March 20th from Luke 8, verse 15. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Hello, dear friends in Christ. What an assortment of readings going on this upcoming week. Abraham gaining blessings from God by having faith in God. God explaining to him that he will be the father of many nations. Daniel and friends being saved from the fire by one who looks like the Son of God. Mary and Joseph looking for Jesus for 3 days in Jerusalem and bewildered when Jesus says, "Don't you know that I needed to be in my Father's house?" Yet the reading that struck me the most was a reading before the Gospel for Wednesday, March 20th. Perseverance brings to mind struggling, putting out effort, not giving up or giving in. This really sums up the Lenten season for me. Struggling with what? Struggling with the sinful nature that so easily falls, like a bowling ball, to gravity. Putting out what kind of effort? The effort of not only thinking or talking about, but doing the will of God with a purpose to please Him and be more like Him. Not giving up, keeping a sight on holiness and striving for holiness no matter how many light years it appears to be away from me. Not giving in. Not giving in to the insane depravity of the world that tries to entice me to take the easy high road instead of the lonely, rocky road less traveled. Not giving in to lies and gossip that spread so easily. That God's love has not diminished for me, but that He is allowing me to share in just a little bit of the pains and sufferings He went through for me. Ironically, as the world sees it, including some in our own churches, this is where great joy abounds, in the pilgrim sowing seeds on fertile soil. Many do not get it, and it seems counterintuitive. But if it brings me to a closer bond with Jesus Christ, I am happy. I will continue to sow good seed where God leads me, while persevering through all those obstacles that may be within or without me. Have a blessed week with Jesus. You are loved. Joe Repast.